This is a repeat broadcast of Jefferson State of Mind.
Views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sitting on a bar stool. Kind of short and kind of square. Through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about the state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of bells. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul.
All right, good morning. Good morning, Jefferson. You're a little smoky. We feel like ham. We're being smoked from one end to the other. Mm-hmm. So how are we doing, Terry?
Okay, I went up to Weed yesterday, up to Siskiyou County.
Smoking weed.
Huh? Oh, man. Well, weed was actually fairly clear.
Oh,
and
the only time.
Yeah, it was fairly clear. But about 19 miles north of Reading, it was atrocious. I think I was the only one in a car without a mask.
Oh.
I mean, it was really bad. I was coughing all the way up. I was thinking about turning around and coming back. But it was pretty nasty. By the time I came back home, when I got to Weed, and it was clear, I stayed there for a while.
Get some fresh air.
Yeah.
Well, maybe so, all that wind that goes through Weed on a regular basis kind of keeps it all cleared out, huh?
Yes.
Who knows?
That's true. Well, that's true.
Well, that's a windy spot.
Very windy.
That's a
very windy spot. Right. Yes, it is.
Let's pray for some of that.
So how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. I went up and spent the weekend with my dad in Fall River because, as many of you may know, it caught fire a couple days ago, and they have no power. Zero. Zilch. And there are a lot of people up there that need the power to sustain life, you know, like with their oxygen tanks and all that other good stuff. So I was up there working with generators. And you drive through the community or just walking through the community, all you hear are generators. Every house. You just going through the whole town, just kind of have your window down, just driving through. All you hear are generators.
Wow.
That's it. Wow. And it was kind of eerie driving out through the town when there were no lights.
Do you have any updates on what's going on with that fire? Or did you hear anything on your way home since you were there?
Well, I actually took a picture of the they had a map out in front of the fire hall in Fall River, and it showed the burn area and the containment area. And the containment area was pretty small. So I'm not sure what percentage that was, but according to the coloring on the map itself, it was pretty small. So I don't know. And it still was still smoking like crazy, and they still had choppers. They had three choppers when we were watching it dipping from the lake and the river and going and dropping it on the fire. So we got to watch that. We went up on the ridge and right there in Fall River in the center of town, some of the homes are up on the hill.
Sure.
And so we went up on that hill and you could watch them. You could see them flying. You couldn't see flame. You couldn't even see the smoke. It was so smoky. So you couldn't see where it was coming from or where it was.
Sure.
But is what it is.
It is. Anyway, tomorrow night we have at 2570 Bonneview Road at the church that shall remain nameless. Right, Ashley?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, at that church, the church does have a name. There is a sign out in front, but it's that church, the only church on Bonneview, right near the fire station there on the right-hand side.
There you go.
So it's on the north side. The fire station's on the south side. Anyway, we will be having a YouTube by Dinesh D'Souza.
Uh-huh.
Which we're pretty excited about. It explains this movie. And if you haven't seen Death of a Nation yet, I recommend it.
Go see it. It's excellent.
Excellent. I thought the one that he did on Hillary and on the Clintons was really good, but this one was like...
this one's better.
It was
yeah,
well done. And the character actors he uses, weren't they good?
They were very good.
The depth of character is amazing.
The real people are very revealing.
Yeah.
When they speak the words that come out of their mouth, it's like, they really think that? They really operate under that? It's like, oh, my God, no wonder we're in trouble. Yeah, so he did an excellent job on that.
There's also a young woman named Sophie Scholl, who was a real hero in trying to have the voices known that the people in Germany were tired of what Hitler was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And Sally has a short blurb on her that's very, very good. So tomorrow night we'll be having that stuff. We'll be discussing also tomorrow night that we will be going to the rally that we're going to stop the water grab. And the rally is on August the 20th, 2018, at noon. It's going to be on the north steps of the Sacramento Capitol Building facing L Street. By the way, L Street has some really good parking there, so if people carpool down there, you can park in that parking lot, that parking garage in on L Street. It's very close to where we're going to be, but the nice thing is it's only like about $12. You know?
Right, cheap.
It's cheap. So if you got four people in your car, it's $3 a piece. Anyway, there'll be a lot of things we're going to talk about. This water board proposal is going to be devastating to farmers and laborers, manufacturers, teachers, you name it.
More devastating.
More devastating. Exactly. Well put, my friend. So anyway, we'll be heading down there on the 20th. Wear your Jefferson gear.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have some, get some.
Yeah.
Wear your Jefferson gear. Make sure you've got a sign that states what county you're from on one side and Jefferson on the other. And be talking about the water issues. Now, a lot of people have made the comment. I know Terry G has written in the Messenger this week a superb article.
Mm-hmm.
She really outdid herself with this one. It's great.
She always does a great job.
She's amazing. Anyway, so she wrote this article about the water grab, all these different things that are going on. Now, some people have said, well, gee, what's that got to do with Jefferson?
Everything.
Because when you look at what's going on with Jefferson, these are all the different things that are going on here, why we need Jefferson.
Yes.
Good grief. So, hello.
Hello.
McFly.
Hello, you know, so, going to the top.
Good grief. So anyway, it's an excellent article. Terry G., thanks a lot, darling. I know you're probably smiling and sipping your coffee right now. And God bless you. Anyway, that's what we have going on the 20th. If you need gear, at least here, you can get gear at the Ace Hardware on Eureka Way, at the Ace Hardware in Cascade Boulevard in Shasta Lake City, at the Century Market in Shasta Lake City. You can get it in Anderson off of 273 at the Ace Hardware, Clear Creek Market. You can get it at the Cypress Chevron next to the Black Bear. Go get your gear. Get something. Get it
pretty much anywhere.
Put a patch on your blank hat or put a patch on your T-shirt. It doesn't matter, but we have to start showing what we're doing here as far as fighting for all these different issues and fighting against them.
Mm-hmm.
We still have to fight against them. And we've got some interesting things as we go along here. Wynn, we have a phone call tonight, buddy. Tell us about that.
We do. We have a phone call twice a month. Second and fourth Sundays of the month. So today is going to be is the second Sunday. So at 7 p.m. we do our Jefferson call. And the phone number to call into to hear what's going on is 712-770-4114. Again, 712-770-4114. And then once you're in that system, it'll ask you for a passcode or password numbers. And the number is 307-268-pound or hashtag. Again, 307-268-pound or hashtag. And it starts at 7 o'clock, and you can hear what's going on and go from there. Also, you can piggyback on that. Go to the website, soj51.org website, at the same time, and go into the events, get onto the first page, and then go to the events and calendars, and click on that, and then go down to the date, today's date. Click on it, and it'll show the event being the phone call. Click on that, and it'll say chat room. Click on the chat room, get yourself enrolled in that, and then you can, you can ask your questions through the chat room. You can type in your questions and go that route, and you can see what other questions are being asked by others that are on the chat room as well.
And by the way, on K-High Radio, the program after this one at 10 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
we've got Sovereign Minds here, K-High there,
mm-hmm.
and that's in Auburn, I believe, isn't it?
Yes.
In Auburn. Anyway, K-High Radio will be having Tom McClintock on.
Uh-huh.
And that should be very good. He'll be discussing what's going on with the water issues, et cetera. I'm sure he'll mention some things about the fire, but he'll be talking about the water issues. And by the way, I'm going to give a plug here, and I think it's important for people to listen to. On Friday, Carl Bott had Doug LaMalfa on.
Mm-hmm.
a very, very interesting program. I think Carl did a pretty good job on that. He was able to, bring to light some questions. You could clearly hear a frustration in his voice and a frustration in others that called in, but it was respectful. It mm-hmm. wasn't anything. It's just a frustration of, hey, you guys have been saying you're going to do this, saying you're going to do this, saying you're going to do that, et cetera. And I think when we get back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about that and see what, if you heard about that. Because in what does it have to do with Jefferson?
Everything.
So, anyway, with that, we are going to go off to our first break. If you want to call, it's area code 530-605-4567, 605-4567. The time has come, my friend.
451.
One morning I woke up and I knew it all. A new day, a new way, and new life.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
With the radio. All right, we're back at it. So you have some information there, Terry, you want to share?
Yeah. Now, again, I was mentioning Carl Bott's program, Free Fire Radio,
mm-hmm.
on Friday. It's the 8 o'clock hour that Doug LaMalfa was on. So, folks, go back and listen to that archive and go back and listen to that. It's an interesting listen. But there seems to be some things that I'm a little confused about. I just got this flyer the other day, and it's about an 8 by 11, and it's from Doug LaMalfa, and it says, Doug LaMalfa, House/Government, Fire Protection and Our Natural Resources, Facts About the New Laws. And it says here, Dear friends, as your representative, I'm working to make sure your family and our rural district gets a fair shake in Congress. This year, I helped write, push, and vote for numerous bills to help protect the North State from catastrophic wildfires, improve forest management, and protect our natural resources and way of life.
throw that away.
Well, it gets better. I was sworn to protect our freedoms and to get the federal government out of the way. Okay. He does expand on that, and I'll kind of pinpoint some of the things that he said on the radio program with Carl. The tax cut bill I voted for was a start. It is putting more money in the pockets of the First District families and creating jobs. Well, as they say in Gaelish, I didn't ken. I don't know. I will continue to dedicate my time as your representative to making sure our district and our people who live here have a voice in Washington, D.C. Well, one of the problems we have is what? Representation. We really don't have a voice.
Lack of.
So when you turn this over, and of course, all the pictures on here actually are pictures. There's some pictures of him with Sheriff Pacinco and Dally and the folks at Cal Fire. I mean, this thing had to be made and sent out. And it also says on the top, this mailing was prepared, published, and mailed at a taxpayer expense. Okay, it gets better. So it says, during this term, Congress from Malta has helped right push or vote for numerous measures to protect the North State's natural resources. These reforms will improve fire protection and forest management, including expanding the ability to effectively prioritize the much-needed forest management activities, including timber harvest, hazardous fuel, and reduction in prescribed burning. Now, a little bit of a challenge with that is that during the same program, he says, well, we really got to start pinning our ears back and get this thing done. You know, we've got to get this going here. We really have to get these agencies to pay attention to us. Well, let's see. It says here, including harvest fuel reduction, it says this is going to reform. Okay, but if you can't do anything about the agencies, Congressman, then, or aren't doing anything about the agencies, then how do you do that? Prioritize much-needed forest management activities, including timber harvest, hazardous fuel reduction, and prescribed burning. Are they doing that? Let's see, double allowable treatment for insect and disease infestation from 3,000 acres to 6,000 acres. That's 9.3 square miles per national forest. Hmm.
Okay, timing of that coming out is amazing. Really bad.
Oh, it gets better.
I mean, really bad.
Well, the thing I don't understand, look at the pictures. The pictures are all of the fire. I mean, that's the amazing part about this. Then it's, get this, double... okay, eliminate red tape to allow the doubling of post-fire salvage restoration from 3,000 acres to 6,000 acres. What's Mendocino? 280,000 at this point?
What's ours?
Oh, 180,000?
So that's a drop in the bucket.
Man, I'm telling you. And then...
That's nothing. I mean, all that means nothing. I mean, I'm sorry to say that, but why would they go to the expense of writing that and putting that out there?
Well, it's our expense. It says here,
that's what I said. That's
what, yeah.
Yeah, why would they go to that expense to
right.
do that when you clearly said it was done by the public, it's paid for
by it
public
says right
funds.
Here. Mm-hmm. Mailing was prepared and published and mailed at taxpayer expense. It's from the Congress. Then it says expedite from red tape hazardous tree removal near power lines. Well, that was one of the problems we had. And then it says fund additional $2.2 billion directly for firefighters. Well, that makes sense. Equipment to fight wildfires so the Forest Service can use its normal budget for positive forest results. Well, okay. Did that work? I hope it did. But one of the things that he did mention, I called in, Nick called in, several people called in to this program, but one of the things that he did mention was that people have to start rising up. We have to get our voices known. Public opinion will sway these people. He had to be reminded that public opinion isn't swaying anybody. And here is one of the things he said. This is amazing to me. This, honest to goodness, you've got to listen to this. It's just amazing to me. He actually said that he has a colleague, and I think he was talking about back when he was a state senator,
mm-hmm.
That in her district, the people got told her they didn't like the car she was driving, so she went and got a Prius. And the reason she did is she didn't want to not get reelected the next time. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And so my question is, really and truly, how do you send something like this out? How do you do it with a straight face? How do you do it, as Wynn said, on the timing? How do you make remarks like that? And also, you know...
Don't they have a team that puts that stuff together for his office? And if they're truly doing that, what happened to the ball?
Well, this lady's afraid to drive the car that she thinks she wants to drive. And he's saying, I know that he had made the comment down in Corning, we were down at that little round table discussion, that they were all afraid of the press, mm-hmm. that they were afraid that if they said something to the press would just slam them. At one point, what point does somebody get a little backbone here? I mean, that's the whole thing that's crazy about this. I mean, it's almost like taking a page out of the left playbook, and that is don't ever let a good crisis go to waste.
Do you know if you do the right thing, your constituency will support you? You do the right thing consistently. If you consistently do the right thing and you go talk to your constituents, guess what? They're going to have your back. They will. Can we look at the White House and see that? Mr. Trump is doing the right thing, and guess what? Everybody's got his back. So you don't think that's going to filter down locally to more of the local level? Absolutely. Do the right thing. They'll have your back.
Well, I know that it was mentioned to him about representation also.
Mm-hmm.
And he agrees with that. But the point is that, you know, well, your senator is doing a good job. Well, the one senator?
For 11 counties?
Do you mean the one senator? I mean, that's the whole issue here. But we need representation. Yeah, there seems to be a lot of... Maybe it's just me, but there seems to be a lot of conflict on this man. It's sort of this hand, then the other hand, then the other hand. The people need to rise up, but the people who are elected are afraid of him, only because of the car they drive. I mean, it's like, okay, we've done everything we can. We sent thousands of emails, mm-hmm. thousands of phone calls, hundreds of visits,
mm-hmm.
everything. Nobody listened to us. All we're asking for is representation.
That's right.
Because that is the silver bullet, is it not?
That is the silver bullet.
So with that, my good friend, I think we'll go off to another break here real quick. And if you want to call in, the number is 605-4567, 605-4567, and the time has come.
For 51.
American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Salmon Mines, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
If your taste buds are craving a big, juicy burger, there's only one place you can satisfy your craving with the thick, juicy charcoal barbecue flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection. Then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for 37 years. Now accepting debit and credit card. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m.
Giving a shout-out to Wayne and Pam Barney of Mistletoe Realty.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dacus.
With faith and free speech under attack on many college campuses, Pacific Justice Institute has created a new resource for constitutional rights for students. This resource includes legal case precedents for many issues which have recently been controversial. PGI explains that religious groups have the right to meet on campus. Likewise, religious student publications should have equal treatment. Students of faith have the right to not participate in class assignments that contradict their faith. and students also have the right to pray, to choose a roommate, and the right to due process. The complete guide is at pji.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
All righty, we're back at it. And we're going to take the professor. Good morning, Gary.
Professor.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you, gentlemen?
So far, so good.
All right. Well, being a retired English teacher, I know all about words as well as you gentlemen do. And that's where the research was done when with his committee or whatever you want to call it. What words sound good and will appease the electorate and calm them down if that's need be. That's all it is words. Words, 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 and like Friday, people calling in, etc. There's no action. That's what we need, but unfortunately, Congress is not built on action. It's built on words, talking about it. As Ross Perot said years ago, they talk so much about it, they think they've done it.
Well, how are the words going to help when, and how are the actions going to help if the fires already happened? I mean, fires are already happening all over the state.
Now you're being too analytical. You're figuring that the hoi polloi doesn't, as a rule, doesn't see past the end of its nose. So that's you're too far in being analytical. But anyway, the main reason I called,
yes, sir,
is a PSA. You gentlemen have been out driving a lot. When is the last time you changed the AC filter in your automobile?
I'm changing mine Monday because I went up yesterday up to Weed, and when I was up there, I could barely breathe.
That's what I was thinking about. Yep. Wait till you take a look at it, and it'll probably be gray to black. Now, I just to change mine out wasn't really – well, anyway, it – less than 15,000 miles on it, and it was practically black. And to remind people, the air filter for your cabin of your vehicle is in the glove box. And sometimes it's a little tricky, depending on the automobile, to replace. So you may not want to tangle with it. But anyway, it should be done. And the intake for that filter is by your windshield wipers. So, therefore, it's unprotected, and it's inhaling everything, whereas your air filter to your motor is somewhat protected by the air currents in front of the vehicle, under it, and also where it's located. So, again, replace that cabin filter because all you're doing is inhaling the smoke. You may have the windows rolled up, but you're still inhaling it as it comes through the filter, which is clogged anyway. So that's all I have. Great show, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary.
Roberta, how are you, my dear?
Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning. Good morning, Jefferson.
Good morning, Jefferson.
Well, you know, the thing about LaMalfa and so many politicians, they believe they take their ideas, their personal ideas, to Washington, and that's what they work with. They don't understand what representation is. So I am going to send a letter to Doug, and I'm going to educate him. I'm going to tell him that he is representing me with my ideas. Okay?
Did you have a chance to listen to Carl's program on Friday?
I certainly did.
Well, you might want to go back to that because, again, he does talk about representation. He understands that position. The thing that really is scary about this is that there just doesn't seem to be any substance of anything. And when you have a situation where you've got the the five things that he writes on the back of this. And by the way, I just figured out what this big sheet of paper is. It's basically it's for his campaign. That's what it's got to be. And, you know, I mean, he writes all these things that, that he did. You know, he eliminated red tape on doubling the post-fire salvage restoration. I mean, to 6,000 acres, whoopee-doo. We had that the first day of the car fire.
Mm-hmm.
Prioritize much-needed forest management. Well, what does that mean? It doesn't say anything. Prioritize means you're going to ask an agency to do something where you should be able to say, hey, agency, see you later. We're the Congress of the United States. The people don't want you anymore. Mm-hmm. You don't work out. And we have heard things. I don't know how true it is, but we have heard things that in fact, I know I talked to Carl about this the other day. We both heard things that the Department of Forestry let that fire burn a bit before they let Cal Fire go, and Cal Fire was ready to go. So, you know, a lot of that stuff's going to be coming out as we go.
And it better come out.
But, you know, this whole thing
the
here,
truth anyway.
To play on the people this way, I was very disappointed. And the responses that he gave on the radio, I was just highly disappointed. He kept going back to California, talking about this, about California, the high-speed rail, this, that, and the other. When I called in, I simply mentioned to him, you know, this isn't even your jurisdiction. It's not that we don't appreciate you being sympathetic to our position here, but you've got no jurisdiction in any of this. Your jurisdiction is federal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he always comes back to, I know he got an applause one time for saying California should have voter ID. Well, he's got nothing to do with that. He can't do anything about it except vote for it like we do. But then people go, oh, gosh, he's our guy, because it's always about California issues that he can't have any control over. Heck, he can't even control what happens back there. The way he's talking, he's afraid. He has to make sure he's driving the car everybody wants him to.
Well, he couldn't control when he was in the assembly.
I know.
So, you know, I mean, because he was one of the minority in California when he was in the assembly. So, you know, again.
Well, if I could get a word in edgewise here.
Yes.
My point is, after he was elected and we called him on the issue that he was not listening to us, he said, you didn't elect me to listen to you. You elected me to go back to Washington and do what I thought was right. Do you recall that?
I do recall that. You're absolutely correct, Roberta. I do recall that. Did everybody hear that? That's a good one. You want to repeat that again? Because that's pretty telling.
What? Say that again, Roberta.
Say it again, Roberta.
He said that we elected him to go back to Washington and take care of things and not to listen to us. He thinks he knows what to do and we don't have a say in it. That was his point. And I can't get that off my mind. It's been here for what, 4 years?
Well, maybe you ought to call his office or send him a letter, like you said. Anyway, my dear, we've got to go because we've got Clark. Great call. Thank you, Roberta. Great call.
Thank you, Roberta. Talk to you later.
Hey, Clark. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Clark.
Clark, you there?
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry. I was on hold, and I didn't hear anything, so I turned the radio on, and then I had to shut it off because you guys came on the line.
All right. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, we're doing good. Listen, I have a paragraph that I want to read. It's a quick one. And then go into an explanation of some of the things that's happened. For politicians, it is much easier to explain spending money on fighting fires with emergency funding than it is diverting the upfront money from other priorities to fire prevention. It goes on to say they get leverage and power by spending money in special interests. We always see elected officials in front of the camera during devastating wildfires, but never once did I see a politician or elected official at any one of my control burns, even if they were invited. There is just not enough political pressure from influential people to change this. I have an article in front of me that was written by Bob Zybach, Zybach. He's a forester. He started warning people when the Clinton administration tried to get people out of the forests. And he has an extensive article of documentation on saving owls and et cetera, et cetera. And I'll bring this to the meeting tomorrow night.
Great.
And you can get it copied, and we can get it redistributed among people. This is amazing. The number, here's one instance. Between 1952 and 1987, Western Oregon had only one major fire above 10,000 acres. The region's relatively fire-free streak ended with the Silver Complex fire in 87 that burned 100,000 acres. And it goes on, you take away logging, grazing, and maintenance, and you get firebombs. And if you take into consideration what has happened with the Bundys and Finicum and so on, those people are arrested and put in jail for doing what normally should be done by any responsible property owner.
Well, that was one thing that Doug LaMalfa also mentioned on the radio, and that is that the Hammonds were arrested because they were trying to fix something. And what happens now is that these agencies go in and they arrest mm-hmm. people, that are trying to do the right thing. Well, Congressman.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you sympathize with this, but when are you going to do something?
Take action.
Seriously, you have a congressman, a sitting congressman, saying that these people were wrong. He didn't talk about LaVoy Finnegan,
mm-mm.
but he did talk about the Hammonds
yeah.
and how they were wrongly jailed and all that stuff. Well, where are you? Where are your colleagues? Where's Congress?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, you guys? So these agencies run America, is what it amounts to. You
know, yeah, and that's one of the questions. I posed this document to another person yesterday afternoon, and they said, well, why didn't the governor do something?
Right.
why didn't the legislatures do something? They don't do anything. And I was back in Calaveras County doing an estimate Friday on some people that were in the Butte Fire. And I can tell you, by observation, physical observation, walking the property with these people, they had 90 acres, and it's overgrown from the fires. This is our third summer, and every spring it gets worse and worse, and they can't go in there and clean anything up. They can't get permits. They can't get any help. And I'll tell you another thing, fellas. When these people here in Shasta County start to clean up, you're going to be amazed at the permits that they're going to have to get before they can even build a house. You're going to have to get permits with BLM. You're going to have to get permits with Forest Service. You're going to have to get permits from the EPA. And every one of them, I'll bet you that they're going to have probably a minimum of 6 permits before they can build a house.
Yes.
And then they're going to have to go through the bureaucracy to get a building permit. Can you imagine the frustration that these people are going to go through?
No, I can't. But, Clark, we do have another caller on the line,
okay,
buddy.
Talk to you tomorrow night.
Yeah, hey, Clark, thank you for all that information. That was great. Call in more often. That was great stuff.
Good information.
Thank you so much, buddy.
You're in the know.
Okay, thank you. I'll do it. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good morning. We have another gentleman on the other end.
We have the General.
The General
Stonewall.
Good morning, General.
Good
How
morning.
You doing, buddy?
How you guys doing?
Good, and you?
Doing pretty good. We're holding it together down here. The smoke is actually very light this morning. It's been really bad. I've got a grandson, and he practices football every week, and it's been tough going out there and breathing in that smoke. A little dangerous, I think.
You guys don't have a fire down there, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Every county in Jefferson.
Jeez, I think we all do, from north to the south.
They're trying to burn us out, I think.
I think they are.
Maybe.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
I've got a quick question for you guys today, and if you'll allow me the flexible use of a noun. Is it more dangerous to be waterboarded by the CIA or be waterboarded by California?
Waterboarded by California, clearly, because they want to burn you out and all of us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just want to remind everybody to get as many of us as we can to show up on the 20th at the Capitol in Sacramento. That was my main reason for calling.
Awesome. Great job. Are you going to be there? You're going to be there, right?
Oh, I'll be there. Me and Gunny will be there with bells on.
All right, August 20th at 12 noon, high noon at the Capitol.
High noon
on the north steps of the Capitol.
Exactly. All right, guys.
Hey, Dave, thank you.
All right, brother.
Bye.
Bye.
Kimasabi, Mark Baird on the line.
Good morning, Mark. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. How's it going there?
Oh, so far so good. We're just trying not to inhale, Old President,
yeah, yeah.
President Clinton's claim,
yeah.
Trying not to inhale.
Yeah, just living the dream, huh?
Yes, and watching it go up in smoke.
Yeah, yeah, well, get ready for it. I mean, state of California now has sick the Water Quality Board on everyone. They're going to they want $7 billion more for water that they're not going to spend on water storage. And at the same time, the water board wants to send 30% more water across the board down the river to the ocean to save the mystical fish. And so there'll be even less water to deal with everything, including fires, if they get their way. And in addition to that, in the first water bond, they're going to use $450 million taxpayers' money to rip out four perfectly good dams on the Klamath River. So, you know, if you're enjoying the show so far, fasten your seatbelt, because it's going to get better and better and better until we, the people, do something about it.
And one of the things we are going to do is stand up at this rally. We're going down in mass. We're going down there. Also, there is an assembly person, Mark, that wants to chit-chat with us. And apparently, from what I hear, that assembly person was told that Mr. Gallagher, James Gallagher, made the comment that Jefferson's starting to look pretty good. So,
well, it's always looked good to us, but I'm glad other people are opening their eyes. I mean, what other avenue is there for us?
Well, there isn't, and that's the whole point. And you've mentioned it so many times. You know, it's always been about representation. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's the silver bullet. You know, one for 5,000, one for 2,500, whatever it is, pick your poison. But point is that that's the bottom line.
That is it.
That's the silver bullet. And you've been saying that for, you know, for the last almost 5 years. At every town hall you've done, it's about representation. If we don't have representation, what else matters? I mean, if we're under
You look at it, these guys don't care what you think. They don't have to. There's too much money in it when they don't care. They don't have to listen, you know, and we've said to all of them, every single sitting representative we have, we're telling them all, if you have a better idea, if you have a way to put the train back on the track, don't keep it a secret. Tell us what it is. We'll help you. And they got nothing for us. Nothing.
And that blows my mind that you would think that they know that they have an army of citizens out here that are willing to fight and willing to do what needs to be done if they came forward with a, you know, even a half-witted plausible idea, you know, even if it was just half-baked or half-assedly done, we would still get behind them and help them out. But they're not even doing that.
No, they're not. And, you know, I've always felt for a couple of these guys, like James Gallagher, he seemed like he is a pretty level-headed guy, but he got into that status quo politics, and that was the end of the try. And so, you know, maybe we could shake a couple of them up. They'll go back to their core beliefs and go back to supporting the people who actually put them in those chairs and get away from this status quo politics that funds everybody in Sacramento. And quite frankly, none of them wants to lose whatever crown they have pulled down on their heads. And so the status quo serves them pretty well until we run out of other people's money.
Well, they go to Sacramento. Any one of the elected officials goes to Sacramento, and they get told how it's going to be. They're going to be on a committee or not. They're going to get funding or not. They're going to get help or not. They're going to get whatever or not, all pending on how they respond and what they do. So their balancing act is standing on the tight wire, just keeping their constituents at bay, ignoring them, and doing whatever California or whoever's running the show tells them to do, and that's how they get the money and the timing and the committees and all that other garbage. And then they leave the rest of us who elected them into the office out in the cold.
Well, yeah, and that's the way the system was designed, and that's why we're doing what we're doing. And, you know, we need help, everybody. We've been in this lawsuit for the better part of, a year and a half or more, and, you know, we need money. We can probably win this thing if we can afford to pay.
That's right.
And that's the sad reality. The sad reality is the people created government. And the people themselves have no standing in the government they created and will be denied justice if the money isn't there. So there is no justice for us if we can't find the money.
And we're paying twofold.
We have risks in front of the Supreme Court of the United States. It's expensive to pay the consultants we have to hire to get those writs done so that they can hopefully find in our favor. You know, guys, I hate to keep harping on this, but go to www.representative.org. Please donate. We need to pay these lawyers if we have any hope of winning without a fight. And this is a fight, but it's a peaceful fight. If you want to win this fight, all we need to do is come up with the money. because I'm telling you, at some point, you'll be forced to fight in another way if we can't win this way.
Amen, brother. Amen.
We do have Terry G. on the other line. Terry G., how are you, hon?
I'm fine, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Terry.
Good morning. I'm listening and frustrated about the whole fire situation. And I wanted to point out that during the Clinton years, I dealt a lot with the U.S. Forest Service. And what happened then is there were so many precedent-setting court cases that it led us to the situation we have today. And in our county, in the El Dorado National Forest, within a year and a half, 59 lawsuits were filed. Wow. Against timber harvest management plans by Sierra Nevada Center for Conservation, who represented about 40 other environmental groups. So we continue to, you know, people are buying into the climate change and everything else, but we also had people, I don't know if you remember years ago in New Mexico, where one of the district rangers got in trouble because he buys in as to the environmentalists that they go by the let it burn policy. And I think we still may have this going in with some of the U.S. Forest Service people. And like I said, they were as frustrated going through these lawsuits. They said they spent more time on addressing and doing EIS, environmental impact statements, or environmental impact assessments, and fighting this situation instead of being able to get out there and manage the forest. So until we start recognizing that it's this liberal agenda and the environmentalists that have put this in, put us in this place, it's still going to be difficult because they don't. We're not supposed to be living here in the rural counties, and that's what my. What I feel is, you know, if you don't give us water, if you don't fix the roads, if you just let it burn, then, you know, they'll get us out of here is their theory.
Well, I think that's probably accurate. I think there's a lot of people that agree with that. But one of the things we have to realize, too, is that a lot of these people who are in the upper echelon of the United States Forest Service, et cetera, most of them are liberals.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's the deal, too.
Themselves.
They're environmentalists.
Now, where do they live? Do they live in the concrete jungle?
Yeah, right, right.
Well,
I
there's
know.
Also another big cause.
Well, and you know, one of the things, too,
you can blame
to
this on the
EA.
Hey, guys,
you're
talking over each other.
You're talking over each other.
Yeah, I know the telephones. We had problems the other day on Carl's show.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay because
we just need to let
you probably can't hear each other.
Yeah.
So, Mark, you had something, and then Terry, you have something.
Follow the money, because you can blame a lot of this on the Equal Access to Justice Act, which was a good law. It was intended to provide ordinary citizens a way to defend themselves against government persecution. But that law was changed by liberals so that in environmental lawsuits, and remember, you only get paid if you sue the feds. You don't get paid for suing the state. But if you are an environmental group, and most of them are not groups, they're environmental law firms, you get paid by filing suits against the federal government, and they then turn and pay your lawyers $700 an hour whether you win or lose. So no wonder they'll file 50 or 100 lawsuits in a year. They get paid. They're literally making their living suing the federal government on the taxpayer's nickel. And what the federal government has done under liberal administrations, they have a lot of environmentalists or so-called environmentalists in these Forest Service positions. They simply don't defend against the lawsuit. It's called sue and settle. And here we are. So there are a lot of root causes to this, but follow the money because that's where you'll find the answer every time.
Terry, what say you, my dear?
No, it's true. And a couple of years ago, I started saying that whether it be at the local level, Board of Supervisors or whatever, because of this litigation, that how they govern is governed by fear, because they won't make decisions or take action because they're so afraid and advised by their county councils, oh, my God, you can't go there because they're going to file a lawsuit against you. And
well, you know, Tom McClintock and Doug LaMalfa.
how
are both
our
fully aware of the CAJA.
Hey guys,
and you know, we need to reform the
EAJ.
Once you start suing these lawsuits, then they'll stop suing. You notice none of them ever sue the state because there's no money in it. They never sue the counties because there's no money in it. They only sue the feds. Suck the money out of that, and it would change a lot of it.
You know.
Right.
The thing is that, and it's not your fault. I mean, you guys are amazing. The whole thing is that, and I don't know what's going on with Carl's phones, but I know you can't hear each other because we had the same issue Friday. Nobody can hear the other person on the other end. So, Mark, maybe you can repeat that a little bit again. What was it that you
said?
Well,
there are a couple of congressmen that know about the CAJA debacle, where the environmental law firms get paid by the federal government to sue the federal government. The North Fisheries Council is one of them. Environmental Law Foundation is one of them. Sierra Club has got a lot of lawyers in the payroll. They're literally making money doing this in addition to accomplishing their agenda. We are paying them for our own destruction. So let's suck the money out of this by reforming the Equal Access to Justice Act. Call your congressman and tell them, hey, this is ridiculous and horrible. The United States government is paying for its own destruction right now. Why are we doing that? And speaking of that, I got to go to work, so I will talk to you guys later.
All right, brother. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Terry G., you got anything else, my dear?
No, I just want to add that one of the problems, too, you know, representation, being active, get out the vote, et cetera, is that in the House of Representatives, with Congressman McClintock, a lot of the legislation through Natural Resources Committee has been passed in the House, but it dies in the Senate. And unfortunately, we have two senators, one in particular, that would stop that, Kamala Harris. Feinstein in the past has been more willing to vote yes on legislation, particularly to do with forests. She did that during the Bush campaign with his Healthy Forest Management Plan. So, again, getting out the vote, you guys, we got to get out there and do everything we can not to elect these people back in office or those that are also adhere to the same policies.
And we can do. And do you know how we can do that? We can do that by starting off tonight's phone call.
Right.
Again, the number is 712-770-4114, extension 307-268, pound or hashtag. And that's our Jefferson call at 7 p.m. Second and fourth Sunday of each month. Again, 712-770-4114. And the password is 307-268, pound or hashtag at 7 p.m. Another great way to get the word out there.
Okay, guys, I'll be on the call tonight. Go Jefferson, and remember, it's all about representation.
It is about representation. You're absolutely right, Terry. Thank you.
And Terry G., thank you for that article in the Messenger. It was amazing. She did a great job in the Messenger, folks, and it was absolutely amazing. So anyway.
Get the Messenger. If you're not subscribed, it doesn't cost anything to subscribe.
Right.
So you can go to the SOJ51.org, and you can go in there and find the Messenger and subscribe in that way and get yourself hooked up, and you can read all the back issues and see what's been written and stuff, and you can read the current issue. And then if you've shared that link with others via emailing it out to people, and then you have been unsubscribed, what has happened is that whoever you shared it with said no, they didn't want to subscribe, so when they unsubscribed themselves, they unsubscribed you as well. So just know that that's what's happened in the past. So just make sure if you used to get it and you're not getting it, go back in and redo it, and you'll get it again.
Remember, it's representation. That's the silver bullet here.
Yep.
And the main thing we have to understand is that representation is the essence of our government. It's the essence of our liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Without it, nothing else matters.
That's
I don't
right.
care what it is. If you're not represented, somebody made a comment about campaign finance reform. Well, one of the things about that is basically that's fine and dandy on a federal level, but on a local level, if you're representing 5,000 people, believe me, there's a way to get rid of some of that corruption because the folks can just vote them right out again.
Yep.
And the money is always going to mean something, but the money can't take control in as much. A good example of that, and I'll leave it with this, Missy MacArthur isn't running anymore.
Mm.
And I would imagine that she probably spent as much money as any other candidate, I would think.
Or more.
Mm-hmm. And time has come. I hear Mike Smith.
Mike Smith.
Mike Smith is playing his guitar. I hear him.
I hear it.
It's Mike Smith.
Yep, that is. Yes. The time has come.
51. You don't know us. You have no clue. Until
you tell us. The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store.